finding a vacation rental home is pretty easy, as most of the listing sites that I've been on show quite clearly whether the properties accept dogs or not. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't dream of taking my dog Stogie where he's not welcomed, and I'm surprised to hear that so many people turn up at the rental cottage with a dog or a cat when they haven't asked the owner if it's okay. Many cottage owners do welcome pets, but they will expect their guests, human or otherwise, to follow general rules for a good pet behavior. So here's my 10-point guide for a successful vacation with your pet. Number one, make sure the cottage you have selected will accept your pet. Many owners do not allow pets and do not make exceptions. Arriving with a pet in your car may mean you will be denied an entrance to the cottage and will be asked to leave. That would be really embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
If the owner is not there and you take a pet into a no-pet cottage, you risk being charged the full amount of the damage deposit and eviction with no refund. And if the owner finds you have ignored their pet restrictions, trouble may be brewing. Ask the owner if they can recommend a veterinarian practice in the area. That's my number two. Find out if it's a 24-hour service and if they will accept temporary visiting patients in an emergency. And call the practice before you go and establish what services they have to offer. Number three, make sure your pet carries a tag that has your cell phone number. If there's no cell phone service at the cottage but has a landline, then have a tag engraved with the cottage phone number for use while you are there. You may think it's not necessary, but many a dog has gone wandering and has never come back. Number four, remember, this is a new location for your dog, just as it is for you. And there are wild animals in the cottage country. Bears, raccoons, porcupines, skunks. Don't let your dog outside unless it is leashed and accompanied. By the way, if you are entering cottage country and there are bears around, a suggestion to you is to get your dog to wear a bear bell.
A bear bell?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a bell that scares bears away.
Really?
Yes.
A bear can be scared of a bell?
Yeah, it's a bell that the dog wears, and it lets the bears know that the dog's around.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And are they widely available?
Yes, they are.
I'd never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, they're they're quite big too.
Make sure you get one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If your dog has a tendency to stray or run off, keep it on a leash from the moment you arrive. That was my number five. Number six, do not tie your dog outside and leave it unattended at any time. A wild animal caution above applies here too. Number seven, do not leave your dog in the cottage or tie it outside when you go out, because you must take your pet with you at all times. This is a strange environment for your pet, and a fearful dog left alone in a strange house may bark, cause damage, or otherwise behave in ways that can be costly. And my number eight is read the cottage guide as soon as you arrive at the cottage. Each owner will have a different requirement regarding your pets, and these will be detailed in the cottage guide. My number nine is don't let your dog climb on any furniture or beds. If your dog is used to sleeping on a bed at home, he won't understand why you're not letting him up while you're at the cottage. In this case, get him used to sleeping on a dog bed or a blanket for several weeks before you go to the cottage. This way, it won't be too much of a change for him. I know my dog, Stogie, has his bed, and I take it everywhere with me. When I put it in the car, I say, Stogie, bed, and he hops into the bed. When I go to a friend's cottage and I put the bed in a strange room, he automatically goes into that bed knowing that that's a safe place for him, and that's where he'll be sleeping while we're staying there.
And how long did it take you to get Stogie to do that?
I trained him to go mm-hmm. to his bed on command, mm-hmm. and being somewhat fearful, I think he views that bed as something safe. So I would say probably about a good 2 months.
Yeah. It's like a security blanket, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. And you obviously reinforce it with treats. Mm-hmm. And don't throw him in the bed for punishment.
Some people would do that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. I've heard a few people do that, but you want a pleasant association.
All right, number 10, very, very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Scoop up that poop.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most important part of these rules. Every cottage is carefully checked after rental ends, and if there is any evidence of this nature, you will be charged on your damage deposit. Dispose as instructed in the cottage guide. Remember, bringing your pet to the cottage is not a right. Many owners will not allow pets, often, because there's allergies in the family. And if a cottage does not allow pets, don't take your pet. Doing so is a violation of the rental agreement and may result in eviction and charge an equal to the full amount of the damage deposit. And those are my top 10 for things for you to remember when taking your dog to the cottage.